Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Market's Local Tastes Best event. With locally picked Skagit Valley strawberries, Puyallup raspberries, and Washington Rainier cherries delivered fresh each morning. More about growers and varieties at metropolitan-market.com.
Well, Nancy, a couple of weeks ago, while you were whooping it up with your hoity-toity East Coast pals, I was back in pioneer times at Fort Nisqually, eating like it was 1855.
And what, pray tell, do they say that back then?
They were saying pray tell all the time back then.
What, pray tell, were you doing at Fort Nisqually, Stein?
Well, here's what I was doing. I was actually judging a cooking contest, and as you know, I always turn down requests to do that, and the main reason being is I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, you know, by saying, oh, yours was no good, this was good. Plus, I got to wear an authentic 1855 costume, and the food that they were cooking was going to be authentic food from 1855 Washington State at Fort Nisqually. So, as I told the fine folks there, I was looking forward to once again tasting the foods of my youth.
And what was the best thing you ate?
Well, it would be a toss-up between, I think, the hasty pudding, which turns out to be polenta. Have you ever wondered what hasty pudding is? Now we know.
In fact, I have. And it's polenta. Fabulous. Did you have any blue cheese to add to it?
No blue cheese. We had it with a kind of a chopped kale salad. And simply, I saw an authentic 1855 Vegematic. It's made out of, seriously, it's made out of cast iron, and you crank this thing, and it's got this big blade that rotates, the bowl rotates, and the blade chops up and down.
What interests me is the fact that back then, anyone who was living in the Puget Sound area at the time could have such wonderful, delicious stuff that we still eat today, like our wonderful clams, mussels, all kinds of seafoods, yeah. Dungeness crab, right? Yeah. Salmon. Yeah.
There was a terrific salmon that was grilled at an open fire. And one of the coolest things that I saw was actually the way they made the pemmican soup, which was made in a wooden bucket, in a cedar bucket. And I bet you'd like to know how you could boil soup in a wooden bucket, wouldn't you?
In fact, I would.
Well, it's really clever. They use basalt river rocks, which are heated in the campfire and then dunked in another bucket of water just to get the ashes off of them. And then you drop them into the soup bucket, and it actually brings it right up to a boil. And the bucket is never over an open flame. Isn't that clever?
It is clever, but I'm curious to know, does it have a lovely taste of cedar to it?
I think it had a bit of a taste of cedar to it, but it was kind of overpowered by the flavor of the pemmican. I would say my two favorite dishes were the hasty pudding that I mentioned, and also there was a fellow there who was quite generous with a bottle of Jameson's, and we had these sort of shortbread biscuits, clove-flavored biscuits, and I found that dipping those into the glass of Jameson's whiskey was really good. It was sort of like an alcoholic French dip.
You know, somehow, Stein, that doesn't surprise me.
It was really good, and I had a ball wearing these authentic. I was wearing an authentic 1855 outfit. Eaters, you can see a picture of me right there on the website at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. Anyway, it was really a great time, and thanks to all the great folks at Fort Nisqually for inviting us. And I hope that if maybe they invite us back again next year, you'll be able to go that time, because you would look really cool in one of those old 1855 outfits in that poke bonnet. I think there's some pioneer blood in you, Nance.
Can't wait.
Okay, great. You can see some pictures and stuff and read more all about it at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy up to the minute and Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.